We're doing the Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmima. What page is it over there? Page Nun Vav in the Beit Hayayin edition, and page Samach Beis in the Chazon Yoel edition. And it's not enough that you believe, that you have emuna, that the world is a new creation, that Hashem created the world from scratch. You have to do an action. What is that action? That you cease to work on Shabbos. In order to validate what you know intellectually in your actions. And here we have to wonder, what does the Ramban mean here when he says, le'amit b'ma'aseh? Your action validates it, so to speak. It's a sign for others. It strengthens it within yourself. What does he mean to validate? Ki ha'idiyah v'ma'aseh tzrichot l'shlemut. Because if you want to attain wholeness, you have to combine what you know with what you do. The action has to go hand in hand with the knowledge, and only then can you attain shlemut.
That's answer.
What?
That's answer. For you.
That's if you read it the way I just said it. But you could also understand that srichot l'shlemut means they need one another in order for them to attain a wholeness. But okay, so we translate. He says, what you believe in and what you do, they go hand in hand. And you need them together, then you have wholeness. Does he mean the person has wholeness? Does he mean the concept is more whole? Seems to mean the person is more whole. V'ha'adam tzich la'amin ha'emet b'machshava. And the person has to believe the truth in his thoughts. V'lohodi'o b'dibur. And to make it known in his speech. V'la'amet oto b'gufo. And to, again, the word le'amet, which will translate to validate it.
Emet, truth.
Emet is truth. Le'amet is the verb of the word truth. To make it true, to validate its truth, to declare its truth. What does he mean by the word le'amet? That's where our question lies. In his body, ritzoni lomar b'ma'asav. What I mean is in his actions. So, we said philosophically, the first of the Ten Commandments, Hashem created the world. He's the only God. He's the creator. Fine. We understand the philosophy of it. Now, there's the declaration. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We say it daily. And then there's the action. What's the action? That's Shabbos. Shabbos is a declaration. Hashem created the world from scratch. That's why our sages taught that one who desecrates Shabbos or one who serves idols, well, those two mitzvahs have the weight of all the other mitzvahs. Because Shabbos is indicative of the fact that God created the world from scratch. And through Shabbos, one admits there is a creator. He's giving thanks to his creator. So if one does not keep Shabbos, he's in denial of that basic concept. If one serves an idol, then obviously he's in denial of that basic concept. So now that we've explained the first two of the commandments, we've completed the commandments with regard to emunah in God. And one day we have to discuss what the word emunah means, meaning we translated it possibly as faith, but it probably does not mean faith. And then, after we finish the things that are relevant between man and his creator, so then now we go on to the things that are in the physical world. The next six commandments are our physical responsibilities in the world. And the first commandment that we go on to, of the final six, is the responsibility to one's parent. God was saying, just as I command you to honor the first creator, meaning God, the one who created the world from scratch, by the same token, I give you responsibility to honor the next creator, so to speak, the one who created you, that is the parents. Now, before we continue, that's what the Medrash says. Chazal say, when God said, I am Hashem, your God. You cannot have a God other than me. All the nations started booing. The nation said, oh, you see, all God cares is about his own honor. Then God says, the sixth commandment, honor your father and mother. Ah, now they had to be quiet. Because God wasn't only talking about his own honor. He was talking about the honor, like the Ramban says, the honor you owe to those who brought you to the world. So it begins with God, but it continues to the father and mother. And the fact that God gave us that commandment is indicative of the the logical sequence of things. It's not just a question that Hashem says, I want you to honor me. Hashem says, I want you to honor those who you owe honor to, those who brought you to the world. And when it came to honoring one's parents, the Torah says, Leman yarichun yamecha, so that you'll have longevity. Being that that's a mitzvah down below, it's a mitzvah in this world, so that's why Hashem had to speak about what the wages for the mitzvah is. Because when it came to the first commandments, Hashem says, I am the one who created the world. So that's a philosophical commandment, to know that Hashem created the world. You don't need rewards when you're going to believe that which is true. I don't have to reward you for that. And furthermore, it's obvious that when you connect to God, when you understand God created the world, obviously that purifies the soul and grants it longevity. And if one's going to deny it, obviously that's destructive to his soul. As Hashem says, if you serve idols, Hashem is zealous. Obviously that's harmful to a person. So when it came to honoring one's parents, there you might say, who says I'll get anything from it? Hashem says, don't worry, I'll take care of you. When it comes to believing in Hashem, it's obvious you're connecting to Hashem. So obviously that's beneficial to the soul. But when it came to the physical mitzvahs, honor your parents, that's where Hashem's had to say, I will help you out for it. Then we have the commandments in the Ten Commandments, Lo tirzach, lo tinaf, lo tignov, lo taneh, lo tachmod, lo titaveh, hashlamat kol mitzvah sheben adam lachavero. These mitzvos are the completion of the mitzvos between man and his fellow man. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't testify falsely. Don't covet. Shehu klal ve'avta l'racha kamocha. Because this is the general rule. These are details of the general rule. You should love your friend as yourself. And here the Ramban doesn't spell out what he's saying. But really there are two opinions as to what's unique about the Ten Commandments. One opinion says that the Ten Commandments are an encompassing of all 613 mitzvot. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote a song called Da Azarot, in which he illustrates how each commandment is really encompassing of many, many other mitzvot. The other opinion says that the Ten Commandments are really just a sampling of the Torah. Hashem says, you're going to convert to Judaism. All of you are going to become Jewish at Sinai. Here's a sampling of what the Torah has to offer. And so the Ramban on the Torah says that second opinion. The Ramban over here leaves us room to wonder what he means, because he says, Hashlamat kol mitzvah sheben adam lachavero. This is the completion of all the mitzvot between man and his friend, which is encompassed by Ve'avtal racha kamocha. So I guess going with the Ramban on the Torah, he doesn't mean that the Ten Commandments are all encompassing. He just means here we finished off the basic precepts, the basic introductory mitzvot between man and his fellow man. So what do we see today? The Ramban began by saying you need an action to go hand in hand with the philosophy. You believe in creation, you keep Shabbos, that's indicative of that. And the Ramban said that's why if one does not keep Shabbos, it's as though he desecrated all the mitzvot, because Shabbos corresponds to this most basic tenet of Jewish faith that Hashem created the world. From honoring Hashem, the Ten Commandments go on to the sixth commandment of honoring one's parents, because they are the next creator of a human being. In regards to honoring one's parents, the Torah promised us wages, because when it comes to connection to Hashem, obviously you're going to benefit spiritually from that. But when it comes to honoring your parents, it isn't obvious that there's any benefit from that. So Hashem promises us longevity. And then the Ten Commandments finish off with the basic commandments, the basic mitzvot, that are necessary for the smooth running of society, the connection between man and his friends, the ve'avta l'racha kamocha, love your friend as yourself, and those are the commandments, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't testify falsely or desire that which isn't ours.